Broadcasting to you from Trailer Island in the heart of Louisville, Kentucky. It's the Internet's number one party talk show, The Sam and Dan Nation.
Attention, everyone. This is an emergency broadcast. The unpleasant noise you are about to hear coming from your radio is not a mistake. Please do not turn off your radio, but turn up the volume on your receiver as high as it can go so that you can make the sound we broadcast as loud as possible.
Get the fuck up. Simon says, get the fuck up. Throw your hands in the sky. We just in the back sipping yak, y'all, what's up? Girls, rub on your titties. Yeah, I said it, rub on your titties. New York City, pretty committee, pity the fool that acts shitty in the midst of the calm, the witty. Y'all know the name. Pharaoh fucking Montana, damn thing changed. You all up in the range of shit, inebriated. Straight from your original plan, you deviated. I alleviated the pain with long-term goals. Slip an underground loop without the gold. You so fat around the world, I sold wood in the hood. But when I'm in the street and shit, it's all good. But soon a motivated boom, control the game like boom, ready to rock, clock, dollar slip, tips like a way to block shots, styles way to let my lyrics annoy. If you're holding up the wall and you're missing the point. Get the fuck up. Simon says, get the fuck up. Put your hands to the sky. Brooklyn in the back, shooting crash now, what's up?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Sam and Dan Nation. We are the Internet's number one party talk show, brought to you exclusively by Jackalope Radio. Girls, rub on your titties. Rub on your titties.
I sold wood in the hood. Simon sounds says, like motherfuckers out there.
Get the fuck up.
Doling out insight.
Insight. Slanging Peter pills.
Extends.
Fucking killing me. I wonder if that shit works. I know Maxiderm. Maxiderm. Works. Maxiderm. Yeah, I should do a product review for that.
Why have you not approached Maxiderm?
I don't know. I wonder if they have an affiliate program.
You gonna do before and
that
after?
That shit does work. Actually.
Are you gonna do before and after pics?
I will. I don't give a fuck. I'll put them right on the website. Well, I mean, I'm happy with the size of my dick anyway. But that shit actually.
Sometimes
I don't know if I was. Maybe I was just jerking off aggressively. But I swear to God, it felt like a Pepsi can with veins. That shit's intense, dude.
Sometimes you just want a big log of meat. You want a piece of summer sausage.
Summer
down
sausage.
There.
If you're listening tonight for the first time, take your pants off. You know,
as I have.
Unleash your summer sausage. Yeah, Daniel's
my
chilling
summer
in the
sausage
fucking studio
is,
again.
It's sheathed at the moment.
This motherfucker can't record a radio show unless he doesn't have his
I'm
pants
comfortable.
On. Well, I want
I
you, I
to
want
be
you to
comfortable.
Be comfortable, sir. I'm warning you, if I see any sausage during the show tonight, I'm throwing a shoe at
I'm
you.
I'm in my habitat.
I'm throwing it right at the head of your dick.
We doing Habitat for Humanity in
I'm
this
gonna,
bitch.
I'm gonna snuff your Peter out like a burning cigarette.
That does not even sound right.
Smack it right on the head. Take your pants off. Open a cold beer.
Or five.
And get ready to relax, folks. It's the Sam and Dan Nation, and not only is it the Sam and Dan Nation, but we have entered our very favorite time of the year, 30 Days of Samhain.
Also known as Halloween.
Halloween, bitches. It's like my Christmas, dude. I give my kid presents on Halloween. I don't endorse the fat fucking asshole in the red suit garbage. So, all right, for our listeners who have been, you know, listening to us for the last couple of months here, Halloween, obviously, like we just said, not to repeat shit, but it's Daniel and my favorite time of the year, so we tend to get a little geeky during how, like, we've already fucking started decorating Trailer Island.
There's a Grim Reaper in the car.
Yeah, done decorated the new SUV. Got us a car. Got us a new fucking, it's much, rides much smoother than the Pussy Wagon, sir.
The Pussy I'm pretty sure people aren't familiar with the Pussy Wagon.
Well, we got this car called the Pussy Wagon, but this, we got us a Chevy Tracker today, and that some bitch runs smooth.
I can honestly say I've never gotten pussy in the Pussy Wagon.
No, no, but you might in the Tracker. Engine purrs like a kitten. So, speaking of Halloween, a lot of shit went on this week for us. We're kind of plugged into a lot of the local haunted houses. Daniel and I have this thing every year where we go around to different haunted houses and throughout the Louisville area in southern Indiana. And we literally just go haunted housing. I know a lot of other people do that too, but we're like fanatic about it. We try to hit every fucking
one
we can.
It's a ritual.
It's a religion, man. We went to our first two last week. They have a thing in Louisville called Danger Run where basically you pay for a ticket. And the ticket's cheap. It's $20 a person. And they give you a pamphlet that's full of limericks. If you're not Irish, a limerick is basically... it's like a poem that rhymes for half of it, and then it doesn't rhyme for the other half. And it's like a riddle, basically.
Let me bust some limericks.
Let me bust some limericks on you. Yeah, fucking
yeah, it's,
Leprechaun, Back to the Hood. We'll get to that here in a minute.
It was hard, like... We kind of just gave
basic
up.
Well, let me say what the point of it is. You're driving around the city, and the limericks are supposedly directing you to two haunted houses. And
go to one that's halfway.
You clock your mileage, and then they clock your mileage. At
basically,
start.
There's a cash reward. Like if you're actually a smart motherfucker who can figure this out. But well, I'll be honest, it was the whole doing it on the fly. If you were to stop for a minute, bust out some of it on paper.
Daniel and I
it
ain't
might
that
help.
Smart. We ain't that smart. So anyway, we were just like, fuck it. So we went to two haunted houses. We went to Industrial Nightmare, which is fucking insanely awesome. Love Industrial. It's so cool.
Well, it's
actually separated into three. We didn't actually get to go through Industrial. It's three,
well, no,
it's, three different haunted
houses. It's technically four, but it's broken down into two.
That's right. We went through Infection.
We went through basically the B-side.
Yeah, Infection and Asylum.
And it was still good.
It's Infection and something else.
And
I don't
Carnival.
Carnival.
3D.
Okay. Yeah. My bad. Yeah, with the clowns and shit. That was really cool. There was half of the haunted house was they gave you these fucking 3D glasses. I wish we'd have eaten mushrooms. It would have been so fucking intense.
They had this
neon 3D paint. And everything was fucking 3D. And there was this little midget dude. Looked like a Oompa Loompa. Was
following us around. He looked like fucking Phil Fondacaro, who we mentioned with Karen last
week.
He
did.
Well, Phil Fondacaro, if you don't know, he's this little guy. He's a dwarf, midget, whatever you want to call him.
Little
people. I'll say dwarf to
little
be
people.
Nice. Like, I don't know
like
why they
called?
Care. Phil Fondacaro is basically this little guy who looks like a tiny Lionel Richie.
He's a tiny little wee man, he is.
He looks like a little Lionel Richie. Got the curly hair, got the mustache.
A man of smaller proportion. Yeah, no, he did. He looked a lot like him. So anyway, we went through Industrials, Infection.
Infected, excuse me. Yeah, Infection sounds like you got a staph infection or something.
Staph. Medical horror is how walk through. It's
they had this gimp guy in there, and he was like nomming on my leg, like legit.
What about the hot ass clown strippers? That was pretty gangster.
They were pretty nice. Mm-hmm. They weren't really strippers though. I think you were thinking of them as stripping. But
one girl was on a pole, motherfucker. What you call that?
She wasn't moving though.
She started moving when we walked by and got all crazy, like, I'll fucking eat you. I'm on a pole. Like, holy shit, it's my...
There were some attractive...
It's my ex-wife.
Attractive, freaky-deaky women in there.
Indeed. And then we went to Darkness Falls, which is this outside... It's an outside haunt. It's like a mile through the woods, man. It's a good 40-minute haunted house. It was... The worst part of that, obviously, was the line to start with. We were in
it
line
was
for
opening
two
day.
Goddamn hours. Brutal line sitting. And then we went in, and I will say the haunt was great.
The
haunt
was
fantastic.
Great,
the actors, we personally know a couple of guys that work there. Will, if you're listening, my homie, he played this chainsaw wielding fucking psychopath, and they put a lot of effort into the shit that they do. It's a great haunted house. But we got behind the three dumbassest, whitest, fucking retard, wigger, wannabe motherfuckers on earth, dude. At the beginning, you go in and there's like a, he's like a guy who preps you, right? He's in character, but this
yeah,
guy,
he was
yeah,
great.
This
too.
Guy was, he was in like old London garb and, you know, he's kind of doing the Jack the Ripper thing and he's fucking talking to us and these three motherfuckers are ahead of us and their old ladies are with them. They got three girls with them and they all talk like they were black. One guy even said nigga repetitively. I'm going to say it on the air just because I'm fucking... I'm saying what
it's
he was
whatever,
saying.
Yeah.
It fucking irritates the shit out of me, dude.
I hate
like,
when
you're
fucking...
in public and there's a white guy who's like, nigga this and nigga that. And man, shut it's your like... fucking mouth. Have some fucking
respect.
I got
street cred, yo.
Fucking... You ain't got that much street cred, motherfucker. You ain't got that much street cred. White people ain't allowed to say that. Not in public. That's for goddamn sure. Use your unhappy words at home around your family to influence your children and make them into racist fucking cocksucking bigots. No, these guys were like the three most irritating motherfuckers. I have never been through a haunted house where I physically wanted to assault someone. I'm thinking to myself, like, we're standing behind this guy. I'm just listening to him talk. I'm like, just keep talking, motherfucker. Keep talking. Just keep running that fucking mouth. And he even got lippy once, fucking, because Nicole, oh, he made some comment to one of the guys. They were calling him Jaeger fag.
Yeah.
Because they asked him what he was drinking. The guy at the door was just giving him tons of shit. He's like, you Slim Shady wannabe motherfucker.
But he was doing it all in an English
accent. He did it all in character. It was fucking brilliant. So all through the haunted house, like, the actors fucking hated them as badly as we did because they were just fucking douchebags.
Right.
And one of the guys was like, we were walking through, and one of the actors was like, hey, it's Jaeger fag. And the guy turns around, he's like, at least I don't make $7.25 an hour. And our friend Nicole, who's with us, is like, yeah, you fucking dumbass, but you paid $20 to come in and see him. So we ran his mouth. And I'm thinking to myself, like, these are big woods. Somebody could just disappear in here. Like, I could just choke this motherfucker out and drag him behind a bush, and no one would ever know. They'd find his ass in the morning. Like, I seriously was, I was that irritated. But outside of those fucking morons, it was a good experience. Great haunted house. Big shout out to the dudes over at Darkness Falls. We're actually going to have them on the program, if we can, at some point this month, to get them on and just talk about the nature of haunted attractions in general. If you haven't been to the website, check it out, www.samanddannation.com. It's up and running. Check out the America's Best New Booty page. We're going to talk about that here in just a second. We are updating 100 different of the most bootylicious, ass-dripping fucking shots on the internet every day. It's a constant revolving door of just big, fat, beautiful ass.
It's a barrage of booty.
It's a barrage of booty. We got more ass than a toilet seat. We got more ass than a toilet seat at a fucking major sporting event. It's just ass everywhere. I don't know why it shows that euphemism.
Euphemism?
I used that in a sentence. But also, Daniel and I are proud affiliates of the Halo e-cigarette and the Fleshlight. And the Fleshlight is an amazing product. If you're not currently getting vagina, buy a Fleshlight. You will enjoy it. You will thank us later. You smoke cigarettes, give those dirty motherfuckers up, and click on the links on our webpage. It'll take you to the Halo people. Great fucking e-cigarette, better than anything else that's on the market currently. Great e-liquid flavors, shit that you can't normally get. Hope they make a weed flavor, man. That'd be great. Be right up our fucking alley.
It kind of defeats the purpose, though, doesn't it?
I don't know. Does it? Like, I don't really like the taste of tobacco. I never did. It's just I like the fucking nicotine. That's why most people smoke menthols, because they don't like actual tobacco taste.
Mm-hmm.
But they like the fucking menthol. They get addicted to the menthol. Did you know that? Now you do, and knowing is half the battle. G.I. Joe! All right, folks. Speaking of America's best new booty and big fat asses, if you didn't know, Dan and I are running ourselves a contest. Ladies out there in Radio Land, if you're listening, turn up your radios and pay attention.
Think you've got the best booty in America? Well, here's your chance to prove it. Join the Sam and Dan Nation as we search for America's best new booty in a contest that will prove to everyone you have the assets to really get the attention you deserve. To enter the contest and win, you must be 18 years of age or older. Take a picture of that big, beautiful backside and email it to Sam and Dan Nation, all one word, at yahoo.com. No nudity, ladies, just a crystal clear creative pic. It shows us what you're working with. Our grand prize winner will receive cool Sam and Dan merchandise, have their booty pic featured on the official Sam and Dan fan page, and have the opportunity to become an official Team Motorboat Girl. So don't wait another second, ladies. Bust out those camera phones and start taking pictures. We want to see you as America's best new booty.
Good. It's so good. Girls, that's right. You heard it here. Send us a picture of your butt. We'll put it on the internet and we'll send you a tank top and a beer cozy. And not, well, I shouldn't say that. If you're selected as our monthly winner, we got to select a winner for this month. It's getting awful close, sir. We're down to the wire here. We got like 3 days left. We got to choose a butt. We got to choose us the booty. And we're going to feature you on the program. If we like you enough, and you can actually, if you're not just a beautiful woman with a fantastic ass, and you can actually form sentences and speak in paragraphs, we might even have you on the radio show. to talk about your big, beautiful butt on the air. So if you're not getting the exposure that you should be getting for your assets, then perhaps you should consider giving our contest a little shot. Right, Daniel? Got a great show tonight. We don't actually have a guest because we got a bunch of other shit to talk about. It's the 30 Days of Samhain here on Sam and Dan Nation. It's all about horror and craziness and fucking dark, evil shit, because that's what Halloween's all about, and that's what makes Dan and my nipples hard. So we're going to kick that off real quick. We're going to shoot into the news. Before we do that, though, got to pay some bills, keep the lights on here in Trailer Island, and we will be right back with this week's news report. Take me away, Steinberg.
Find yourself searching the internet for works of literary genius? Look no further. Steinberg Media Group is here for all your intellectual, thought-provoking reading material. An avid supporter of the First Amendment, Steinberg Media Group is committed to publishing the most interesting, controversial, and thoroughly enjoyable literary works of the American mind. Don't waste another second numbing your brain with thoughtless network television. Pick up a book and get reading today. Visit our website, www.steinbergmediagroup.com. That's www.steinbergmediagroup.com.
All right, folks, it's about time to break into our weekly news report, and to kick that off, we got a little Hugo 99 Problems. I love this. It's a nice little variation of the original Jay-Z version, which we played a week or two ago. You like this song, don't you, Dan?
I do. It's a great song.
Here it is, 99 Problems, and a bitch ain't one.
If you haven't got problems, I feel bad for your son. I got 99 problems, and a bitch ain't one. At the crossroads a second time, make the devil change his mind. It's a pound of flesh, but it's really a ton. 99 problems and a bitch ain't one. If you haven't got problems, I feel bad for your son. I got 99 problems and a bitch ain't one. 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
Problems, but a bitch ain't one. I dig that song. What you got in news, Daniel?
Have you heard of this bagel head stuff?
Yeah,
this
yeah.
New thing going this, on.
The fucking first of all, it's another more weirdness from the fucking Japanese.
Basically, it's really fucking weird. I don't know why
it's really fucking weird.
A technician injects saline solution into your forehead, then presses his or her thumb in the middle to make the bump look like a bagel. So basically, you have this giant donut-looking shape
it's
on your forehead.
It's fucking retarded. Google it.
It's only temporary. Your body absorbs the saline solution, so thank Christ.
But why?
That we're not going to get used to, like, bagel heads running around.
No, the thing that we watched tonight, which is what was fucked up, is it's like a... Like, these people get off on it, almost.
Like, what is the point?
Because it's stimulating your fucking... your third eye.
Oh, is that... You think that's what they're getting at?
Or your chakras. I'm guessing...
I guess that makes sense. But
you know,
still
the guy was
weird.
Talking about being, oh, I'm so warm and tingly. And my balls are, it feels like a million kitty cats are rubbing against my balls.
It's pretty weird. I don't get it.
Well, first of all, you look like a fucking moron. I'll be honest right now. If I see anybody like that, if I see you on the street and you have a saline bagel
punch
in your
right
fucking,
in your bagel.
I'm going to punch you right in your bagel. I'm going to punch the shit out of your
head
bagel.
Explodes, like,
I was going to say, I wonder what would happen if you actually literally punched someone in the bagel. Would their fucking face just pop off?
Or does it act as like a shock absorber?
Kapow. Looks like teething rings they give babies. With that gel shit in them. Yeah, that's pretty fucked up. Thanks, Japan, for being fucking weird. What else you got over there?
There, somebody made an alien face hugger bong.
That is fucking gangster, dude. I saw the picture.
It's
for
creepy
that.
Though. Like, it's you gotta dude. Put this whole apparatus. Like, if you know what a face hugger looks like, they got these giant long finger looking things.
It looks like a scorpion.
Yeah, the giant finger looking things wrap around the back of your head. Yeah. So like, you're just wearing this gigantic apparatus on your head that looks kind of like a Venus flytrap sort of thing.
Yeah, it's a. What are you doing this weekend? I'm going home to get face huggered. That's what we should call getting high from now on.
Do you
what y'all
watch?
Doing tonight? We're going home. We're going to get some Taco Bell and get good and face huggered.
I'm going to get me that Prometheus blue rye.
Nice. They had a face hugger in Prometheus. They had a big face hugger.
Oh, yeah. That thing was freaky deaky.
Spoiler. Where was the slide in the chamber? Is it like in the tail? I'm guessing.
I have no idea. There wasn't a lot of information.
Like, it literally wraps around your face like a headpiece.
Yeah, yeah.
That's gangster, dude. I bet you get so fucking stoned smoking that.
Probably.
It's pretty fucking awesome. All right. How about a millionaire with a coke habit so bad his nose collapses? This dude, you would have to actually see the picture. I'm clicking on the article right now. I'm going to read part
of
it.
Have you seen the Salton Sea?
Mm-mm.
Oh, the no. Salton Sea, it's got Vincent D'Onofrio in it as this character. He's like this coke dealer.
Right.
And he's literally done so much yak that his fucking nose has fallen off. So he wears one of those Humpty noses from fucking Digital Underground.
That's
he's literally rocking
terrible.
That nose.
That's terrible. Cocaine's a hell of a drug. Cocaine is a horrible drug. I don't like talking about my drug use because, you know, I smoke. All I do these days currently is smoke pot. But I'll be honest, I've tried cocaine a couple of times, and it's just one of those things. Well, you smoked it once by accident. We were at our favorite bar, which will not be named. Doesn't matter because it doesn't exist now anyway. But the owner came outside and he holds up a joint and he's like, "Are you cool?" Daniel like, "Yeah, we're cool. We're very cool."
I was in the
cool.
bathroom.
That's right, you were. It was me and my woman were sitting outside and we're like, "Yeah, we're cool." He lights it and fucking hands it to me, dude. And I took one hit off it. I was like, "This is not marijuana." Like, there's weed in here, but this is cocaine. Like, that first light you get where your eyes swell up in your fucking head and your heart starts racing like a goddamn stock car engine, like, rawr, 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 rawr. And I fucking handed it to her, and my woman is a pothead. She's the archetype pothead, smokes all fucking day from the time she wakes up to the time she goes to bed, so she thought it was just weed. And she just starts hitting it, dude, like a champ, just... And I wanted to say something, but I didn't want to be fucking weird. And, like, she handed it back to dude, and I could just see in her eyes the terror. Because she knew that there was something wrong. And then here comes Daniel, doo-doo-doo, out of the bathroom, big cold beer in his hand. And Daniel's like, "Oh, weed, yeah, well, I would love some of that. Yeah, here, go ahead, give me a little hit." And Daniel fucking takes him a big old strong draw off of it. That's the culmination of our experience with cocaine. Back to this fucking weirdo. Millionaire with a coke habit. Homeboy blew his nose out. Like, it sank into his face.
My nose about retired.
It looks like somebody beat him in the fucking face with a mallet. Like, his shit is just... I'm trying to think of a cartoon character that looks like that.
There isn't
one. Trying to describe... Well, first of all, he looks like Mr. Clean. He's rocking the shaved head. No facial hair. He's got this horribly angry... His nose looks like a fat little fucking... Like a button of some kind that's like smashed into his face. It's retarded.
That's some rough stuff.
That's cocaine is a serious drug. You don't see anybody doing shit like that with weed.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Weed's never like made my penis rescind inside myself or my balls suck back in or my nose drop off. Fucking cocaine. Stay away. Don't do drugs, kids.
Cocaine.
Stay away from drugs. Drugs are fucking bad. They're bad for you. All right, Daniel, I know you had some other shit going on earlier. We were talking about Snopes. We were talking about articles.
If you don't know Snopes is an urban legend website. They basically, for whatever reason, they go out of their way to debunk or prove certain
urban legends.
And
myths,
most of them are bullshit.
Like most of them are bullshit.
But I did find some that
in honor of Halloween.
Semi-relevant to our...
I think they're very relevant tonight.
One of the big things is that people are always talking about dead bodies being found under beds.
Cue up fucking Four Rooms. You remember that? The Robert Rodriguez. Okay, first of all, if you haven't seen Four Rooms, I don't know what fucking planet you're living on, but it's a great movie. Came out back in the 90s. I'm going to say 97 or 98. But it's a culmination of directors. Quentin Tarantino directed one, which is obviously my favorite. It's a movie. It's a two-hour movie starring Tim Roth. Fucking Madonna's in it. Let's see. Antonio Banderas. Bruce Willis. Quentin Tarantino himself is in it. It's a great fucking film. But it's four separate stories, and there's one in particular where the whole movie centers around this bellhop, and he's being called to these different rooms, and every room is like a fucking emergency. And each
bellhop's played by Tim Roth.
And every fucking room is like a catastrophe, and it's an entire story. Well, one of these rooms is a room where they find a dead hooker in the mattress. One of the funniest fucking things I've ever seen. And it was written by Rodriguez and directed. If you haven't seen it, go fucking watch it. Sorry, go on.
Well, getting back, basically, there's the legend, and I'm not even going to go into the legend, but I am going to go into the true stories because I find them a lot more interesting.
See, to me, right away, that's already fucked up. The fact that literally this has happened.
Well, when I say true stories, I mean multiple, as in
that's just
20,
creepy, dude.
30 more.
That's just creepy.
Here's a few examples of ones that I found interesting.
Jesus.
On July 10th, 2003, a man checked into the Capri Motel just east of downtown Kansas City and began complaining about a foul odor in his room.
What's that stink?
Management told him nothing could be done about the problem, and he spent three nights in his room before checking out because he could no longer stand the smell.
Nice.
When the cleaning staff came in to make up the room on July 13th, they lifted the mattress and underneath found a man's body in an advanced stage of decomposition.
That's crazy. That's so fucking gross, dude.
Yeah, that's pretty rough. I mean,
can you imagine finding that shit? I think in the movie, when they move the fucking mattress across, or they move it off, and Tim Roth sees the hooker, doesn't he immediately vomit? Like, he sees her, and he's like, his fucking chunks just fly out. There's no intermittering process. He just fucking starts vomiting horribly. That's not even a word. Intermittering, that's two words I've created tonight in the Sam and Dan Nation, ladies and gentlemen. How many other times has this happened, Daniel?
Multiple. I got a couple other examples here.
Oh, God.
In Virginia in 1989, Jerry Lee Dunbar disposed of the remains of two victims this way. 27-year-old Deirdre Smith, who was discovered in May under the floor of a motel room on Route 1, and 29-year-old Marilyn Graham, who turned up in June under a bed in the Alexandria Econo Lodge. This guy did it twice in two different places. In Smith's case, the killer first kept her body partially hidden under his bed for 2 days, then subsequently placed it in the crawl space under the carpeted floor. Her presence seemingly didn't bother him because he didn't move out of the room until 3 or 4 weeks later. Both girls' bodies were eventually found after other guests complained about the stink.
Stinking. This room smells like badussy.
That's pretty stinking, yeah.
Dead bodies and pussy.
All right, here's another interesting phenomenon that happens. And, this is completely unrelated.
Snopes with the creep-out factor this evening.
Bodies mistaken for Halloween decorations. This is pretty common,
nice.
Too.
This actually happened. This is real, too, by the way.
I've got two stories on this, too. Two separate ones.
Good.
On October 26, 2005, the corpse of a 42-year-old woman was left suspended in public view for hours in Frederica, Delaware, because her lifeless body was assumed to be yet another Halloween display.
Fucking I shouldn't be laughing. Sorry I laughed. That's
the
terrible.
The unnamed woman hung herself from a tree located across a moderately busy road from some homes.
God damn.
Her body, suspended about 15 feet above the ground, could easily be seen from passing vehicles.
Wow.
But no one thought it was anything but a really good Halloween decoration.
Nice. Awful.
State police spokesman Jeff Oldham and neighbors said people noticed the body around 7:30 that morning, but dismissed it as a holiday prank. Authorities arrived at the scene at 11 to begin the process of examining the scene and removing the body. The deceased lived about a quarter mile from where her body was discovered. She walked a long way.
That's a long fucking
like,
way to walk.
She clearly was like, just like, I need people to see me. Anyway, we get this other guy. In mid-October of 2009, the decomposing body of a 75-year-old suicide victim sat undisturbed on the balcony of the deceased's home
That's
in Marina del Rey, California, for several days because neighbors assumed it was merely part of a Halloween display. Mustafa Muhammad Zayed, whatever, had apparently been dead for
Stop
3 days
mouth.
With a single gunshot wound to one eye. He was slumped over a chair on the third-floor balcony of his apartment on Bora Bora Way, said cameraman Austin Racebrook. Anyway, these motherfuckers got
slobbering drunk thing. Commentary.
Point being, don't commit suicide during Halloween.
Halloween, people won't find
people
you.
People won't notice, and isn't that like days. Half the point of this whole thing?
That's
I want people to miss me. Like, you know, if you're gonna do it when everybody else does.
Yeah.
Fucking wait till Christmas.
Emo kids,
save it for the holidays.
If you're gonna do it, don't cut your wrists silently in your bed. Fucking go out like a boss. Go to the mall with a container of lighter fluid and douse yourself down on the top tier of the highest floor. Light yourself on fire and dive like a swan into the food court.
And let's remind the audience that the Sam and Dan Nation does not endorse the views of the Sam and Dan Nation.
Yeah, we don't endorse our own, we don't endorse our own views. Anything that comes out of our mouths, neither I nor Daniel endorses, nor Jackalope Radio or any of our affiliates or sponsors. Jesus fucking Christ.
Anyway, the last bit I have from Snopes this evening, pins and needles found in candy. Now,
we've all heard about this.
If you remember, there was a big thing, especially in the 80s. You remember they would make us go to the hospital and they would x-ray your candy.
Yeah, yeah.
And of
real
course,
shit.
I think probably still today, mothers like go through it and like look at the wrapper.
And you should. Because there's a lot of fucking sick-ass weirdos.
Well, what's funny is there's actually not that many cases of it genuinely happening. And most of the cases where it has happened, it has been someone that the child knows.
Which is
a relative.
Which is worse.
An uncle, a babysitter.
That's worse. That's so much worse.
An incident occurred in Minneapolis in 2000 when 49-year-old James Joseph Smith was charged with one count of adulterating a substance with intent to cause death, harm, or illness after it was determined he'd put needles in Snickers bars and handed them out to children on Halloween.
What a fucking dick.
A 14-year-old boy was pricked by a needle hidden in a bar he'd bitten into, but no one required medical attention. Now, that's one of the few where I've seen where it's
cases
actually
where it was random,
where it's actually some douchebag.
I
like,
hope that
kidding.
I hope that guy is still getting raped. I hope he's fucking tied.
Well, they
down
said none of the children
the
were seriously injured.
Still,
no one,
who cares? That's
no. I'm just
dick,
saying.
Man.
At least he didn't really harm anyone.
A fucking asshole. What a dickhead. But that's even worse. The fact that it's always somebody that fucking knows the kid, like little Tommy. I hate that cocksucker. He's getting a razor blade in his fucking apple for Halloween. I hate my nephew, that little motherfucker. I hope he chokes and dies.
This reminds me of the original Night of the Demons, where there's this old man and he's a dick and he hates Halloween and hates kids and shit. So he puts razor blades in apples and is like trying to give them out because he's a dick.
Yeah.
And anyway, like it's a wraparound.
Yeah, I remember.
It starts at the beginning of the movie and then like it has nothing to do with the rest of the movie. Then at the end of the movie, his wife has made apple pie, and he doesn't think about it, so he's eating, and then you just see her fucking razor blade, like, slice out of his throat while he's eating.
Karma, it's a motherfucker. All right, folks, that's going to do it for the news report this week on the Sam and Dan Nation, and if you don't know what time it is, I'll tell you what time it is. Daniel, what time is it, baby?
It's 4:20.
It's 4:20 on the Sam and Dan Nation. Load up them bongs, pack them pipes, roll them blunts, and let's get this motherfucker blazing. We need us a little 4:20 break here on the S&D. And hopefully, you know, you guys that are listening out there will join along with us. Let's get good and high. Usually I play a pot song of some kind, some Sublime or some Marley. But sometimes it's not about weed music. Sometimes it's about just fucking rocking out. We're doing 30 Days of Samhain, and we're following this little Halloween thing we got going on. So tonight we thought we would kick 420 off with a little drama-rama. What's this from? This is from
Nightmare on Elm Street Part 4. It was Homeboy's training music.
The karate training. This is just a great fucking song, and it's one of my favorite songs to be high to. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let's smoke a little weed, smoke a little dro, and listen to some drama around here.
What is it tonight?
We got a little something we're going to do tonight, so we don't have a guest. Daniel and I wanted to talk about, and we're going to do a couple of things this way this month that are geared towards horror movies. I will say without a doubt that I'm a horror fanatic. That has always been my genre. I mean, I've dug action films and martial arts films, but horror films are my fucking bread and butter.
Right, like, we're guys, we like horror, we like action, we like comedy, we like martial arts.
I just want to see death. I want to see somebody fucking seriously injured. I don't know why.
I've always really dug the mythology arc shit from various sequels.
Oh, yeah, the way that things build on one another, and you get a lot of that in the horror genre, specifically with the slasher movies and the large,
I'd say that the Friday the 13th and Nightmare on Elm Street handled it best when in the early days, like the later ones kind of,
yeah, we're going to get into that
off the cuff, but in the early films, even I like the Halloween's continuity, even though they did the Halloween 3 and kind of fucked it up, But you know,
I don't know that they fucked it up.
Well,
they
fucked it up
Tom
by
Atkins.
Calling it Halloween.
It shouldn't have been Halloween. Yeah, it should have just been Season of the Witch.
Yeah, it's unrelated, and even it's even worse because, like, if you're gonna do something like that, you want to believe it. It's in the same universe,
right.
You know, which it couldn't be if you've ever seen the film. It just doesn't make sense anyway with how the film ends.
Correct,
and especially that Halloween sequels continue. But to even further jab at that concept, there's a point where Tom Atkins' character is sitting in a bar, and a preview comes on the television for the original Halloween.
Yeah, I remember that.
So he's seeing a preview in Halloween 3 for Halloween. It's just fucking weird.
We've hung out with Tom Atkins, haven't we?
Yeah.
Great dude. Loves beer. He loves Heineken. He's a Heineken man, just like me. Guy who knows good beer. That's you can tell a lot about a man's character by what beer he drinks. Seriously, I believe that firmly.
Keystone.
So Keystone Light. Talking about the sunken nose. What about that fucking the alcoholic nose?
Ah, used up
Russell,
eraser.
Your uncle Russell, sir. He's got that used up eraser. Is that what you said? That's what it fucking looks like. It's just this big red pulsating triangle of veins. Just like you can, it's like their blood pressure is so high. You can look like Rudolph, kind of. Like their nose could just explode into a million pieces at any point.
I would never want to get there. Mm-hmm. That's rough. Mm-hmm.
It's rough. All right. So anyway, enough of the tit tatty bullshit. Tonight we're going to talk about the 10, and these are in no particular order, these are our 10 least favorite horror films. And that's saying a lot for Daniel and I because, you know, we've watched a lot of shit, and Daniel and I are fans of bad good movies, or good bad movies, if you will.
Yeah, like, you know, I watch some Troll 2.
Troll 2.
Some Hard Rock
Hardy,
Zombies.
Hardy, shout out to Mr. Hardy. Love you,
Black
sir.
Black Devil Doll.
Heather Rose Murphy. Love you, sweetie. She's a cool chick. We're going to have her on the program soon. Yeah, we love bad good films, but sorry, that one came out a little rough. It's a White Castle creeping up on me.
That's terrible.
Drink if you're listening, by the way. It's delicious. These movies suck. These movies are awful. Let's just get into it. Now, I'm not going to... There's 10 of them total. I'm not even going to give them numbers, because there's no point in numbering it, wouldn't you say?
No.
I'm just going to read them off.
I couldn't... It's like taking two lumps of shit, and one's green and one's brown, and like trying to decide, well, this one's worse than this
one. You know, I could actually probably pick a number one that I hate the worst, but we're not going to start with that one. Let's start with the Nightmare on Elm Street remake. What a piece of shit.
The thing
that
about okay,
was.
First of all, I mean, that was always a problem for me. I always knew I would have a problem with them recasting Robert Englund, but whatever, you know, I'm open to fucking.
Well, it wasn't even Robert Englund, dude. It was the shitty. It was, and that is my major problem with almost all of these movies now, is that these fucking retards that they put in the roles of characters. If you want me to be scared or creeped out or fucked off about people dying in your film, then you should put characters in that I actually give two fucks
about.
Well,
not only that.
Not brainless, idiotic, fucking Abercrombie model.
Yeah, all of these
assholes.
Characters look like they stepped straight off the CW.
Ooh, I said the C word. They did, they do. They look like they fucking.
And you know
right
what? I'll give
Creek.
CW. I like and CW.
Dawson's Creek. Dawson's Creek was never on CW.
Worked it out with Supernatural. They took two pretty guys and they gave them personality.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And like you can genuinely like those characters.
Love me some Jerry Padalecki, not in a gay way though. Well, that was my biggest problem. First of all, with the Nightmare remake.
Yeah,
one,
the main actress was shit.
She was
too.
Fucking terrible. And don't give me that. That bitch is 17 or 16 years old. That bitch was... She had fucking wrinkle lines in her eyes. That bitch looked like she was about 25, 7, 8. I don't know. She wasn't no goddamn 16. Like, I'm supposed to buy that bitch and her fucking asshole boyfriend were in their high school years? Fuck you.
Well, I think this is a point where you need to learn... Horror movies, the popular ones, they've very rarely ever been big budget. You know why? Because you want it to feel real. You know, that's kind of, I don't know, just like these fucking model-looking motherfuckers. It doesn't work.
Too much. The Nightmare remake, it honestly, it wasn't a horrible, horrible film per se, but I hated the fucking characters, all the main cast, the people that were getting fucking murdered. And the Freddy character, I mean, I'm not saying he did a horrible job. He didn't really.
It was
really,
a cool
but,
concept for Freddy.
Yeah,
his Freddy per se.
I'm Robert Englund, fucking ride or die, as far as I'm concerned. Alright, now we're going to go way back in time with this one. Daniel and I actually talked about this on the very first show we did on Blog Talk. We were doing standard movie reviews every week back then. And this movie is a phenomenal piece of shit. Daniel
Axum.
Axum. AX capital E small M.
Go Axum.
It's can you even find this online anymore? I mean, can
I don't
you find
know
this
where
a,
we found
it's,
this.
It's it is
shit.
It's basically a blaxploitation.
It's shot on Shitio.
Horror film shot on Shitio. One of the worst movies I've ever seen, period. Just a fucking sad, shitty, awful attempt at filmmaking. Fucking so horrible. The first, what is it, the first 20 minutes are Yo Mama jokes?
Yeah, Yo Mama jokes and, like, dancing
awful.
At a high school. Or...
We got real high a couple times and tried to rewatch it. Weed does not help this movie. I can't say that about many films. Marijuana is not going to help you in this
Not
process.
Only that, I've started to realize this trend because there's a lot of shitty 80s slasher sort of flicks. And this actually wasn't 80s, it was like early 90s. But
93 to be exact.
They made in living color references.
They literally did.
But
back when Jim Carrey was.
If
fucking...
I don't remember, and at this moment I don't recall, I think it was like a homeless man or something. But if I don't remember what your villain was like after watching the movie, like,
right.
Granted, it's been some time since I've watched it now, but I don't remember. And that's
why
a bad
should you?
Sign.
It was a horrible film. All right, let's go on. Leprechaun Back to the Hood. Do I even need to say anything else besides that?
No, not really.
Just go ahead and YouTube yourself a trailer. That's just such a piece.
Hey, I like the concept. I like the
concept. I love Leprechaun, dude, all day. But
I even like the concept of Leprechaun going to the hood.
Boy,
just wasn't done well.
They
at
got
all,
really rough
them,
there.
Towards,
I mean, like, is it
Ice T's in the
Why did they start marketing them that like are black people? Really
I think black people just really
terrified
get leprechauns. I don't think it's a terrified thing. Okay, it's like, did you see the Mobile, Alabama leprechaun thing?
No.
Well, there was this real phenomena that happened in Mobile, Alabama.
Oh, yeah. The guy with the
all these black people swear they saw a leprechaun
a legit
in a tree.
Leprechaun, yeah. There
and,
was
like, they were all about, like, where the gold at? I want the gold. Give me the gold, you know. I don't know why. Leprechauns.
All right. My Soul to Take. Let's talk about this a little bit. You know, we've all been waiting for something great from the master Wes Craven for quite some time.
I found that for whatever reason, when horror directors start to get old, they lose their knack.
Except for Clive Barker, dude. Barker's on his shit. He still is, man.
Clive Barker's got a twisted mind.
Midnight Meat Train? Fuck you. Fuck everybody who didn't like it. I thought it was a great film.
I did like it.
Plus, it's got my boy, what's his fuck?
Bradley Cooper.
Thank you. The weed done got my brain
tied up.
You
know what's funny about Clive Barker? Clive Barker's shit is not Hollywood. But it somehow manages
to transcend.
Hollywood.
It does transcend. Well, it's because it's real. He's an artsy motherfucker, man. Anyway, the fucking Wes Craven, My Soul to Take, the general premise, it's like he's trying to recapture the Freddy Krueger shit, and I want to believe he didn't write any of it. Daniel says he had an amount of creative influence on it, which I guess he did. Clearly he did. He was the director, but I don't know how much.
I think he literally conceptualized it. But it's not even, I mean, other than the fact that it is reminiscent of Nightmare on Elm Street, it's not a bad premise per se, but the execution
just done to death.
The dialogue and shit.
Done to death. The writing was poor. Not what I expected from Wes Craven, so I hate to throw that on the list, and I actually hate to throw I hate to throw this on the list as well, almost worse, but The Ward. John Carpenter, sir, I love you, you're my fucking idol. You made the scariest goddamn horror movie that's ever existed. Halloween, the original. But what the... I'm sorry. What the fuck was he thinking?
It wasn't really entertaining.
What the fuck was he thinking? I'm sorry.
Well,
really,
you know,
was.
The thing about that movie is it felt like shit. It would have went over well had it been made years prior.
Years prior.
Like, actually, prior to John Carpenter's career...
Probably, yeah. And it's, you know, what's funny is it's all set in a psych ward.
It's very minimalist, very...
I'm going to go ahead and say probably much more entertaining and much, much better written than the second season of American Horror Story, which we're all about to be fucking subjected to.
I don't know, they're at least creative.
Speaking of pieces of shit, The Devil Inside, another reject fucking possession movie. Fuck that piece of shit. Worst ending of a film. Worst ending of a film I've ever actually seen.
Who thought about doing a POV shot?
Terrible.
Exorcism fucking, film.
Fucking. It's like you, when the girl's blowing you, and instead of fucking letting you pop in her mouth, she pulls out and gives you the handy
on
all over your fucking chest. Yeah. It's fucking painful to watch, but not as painful as The Thing remake.
I didn't even finish it.
What a fucking crapper that was.
Didn't finish it.
You motherfuckers murdered something beautiful, and you should be ashamed of yourselves. The CG in that, the fucking atrocious acting, the concept, the conceptualization, the fucking plot, the writing. Everybody associated with that movie should, out of courtesy, take their own lives. They should. They should meet somewhere in a very public place and take turns shooting each other in the fucking head. That's how I feel about that. Another piece of shit, fucking Jamie Lee Curtis had to sew up her vagina after this came out. Prom Night, the remake. God. What a nasty fucking
another case of the pretty horror movie teenage CW whatever's.
Yeah, just invite the whole fucking CW
crew. Which also it has a lot in common with another horrible film on our list, When a Stranger Calls.
That's not actually on the list anymore. I scratched that out for The Devil Inside because The Devil Inside was
Oh, whatever. You need to scratch something else back off because When a Stranger Calls is far worse. Dude,
Stranger Calls
there's not
is a
even
piece
a murder
shit.
In it. It's the a... only death is the freaking cat.
No.
The
he
fucking
kills,
bird.
He kills her blonde friend and leaves her in the bathroom.
Oh, well.
You know, yeah. Well, I mean, somebody
okay,
did die.
So we're watching a horror movie with one death.
I'm not defending it, sir.
And some blood
I hated the fucking film.
On some blood on the window in the beginning.
I'm not defending. All right, enough of the bullshit. Let's get down to the brass tacks here. My deep, burning, seated fucking hatred. Now, Miss Karen Zambora, if you're listening, you're a lovely, lovely woman. And God bless you for being on the program. And we love you, and we love your fans. And I know you're a big fan of Mr. Rob Zombie, and my father actually knows Rob. Rob did a concert back in 1997, and he opened the whole concert with More Human Than Human, and he dedicated it to my dad. He said, this song is dedicated to slammin' motherfucking Sam. And I've always been a fan of Rob's music. Like, I dig the guy, but he should never, ever, ever be allowed to fucking direct another major commercial property horror film again. Something that's already existed. He anally raped my favorite horror film of all time. There's so much wrong with this dude. We could go on for another hour about
this. There are
good
remakes. Had it not been called Halloween,
it would have been great.
Created his own
character. Yeah, if he had created his own shit and stayed away from Michael Myers.
And part of the problem is we've already got this character deep seated in our minds as what it's supposed to be.
And exactly.
I didn't care to see a reimagining. You know what? I would have taken another shitty sequel. Like direct to video.
Like, give me another H2O all day.
Put Trey Songz in it, because you know they're putting him in Texas
give me
Chainsaw
some,
Massacre.
I'll take Lil Wayne. They can replace LL Cool J with Lil Wayne a security guard. I'm fine with that. I don't give a fuck. But don't redo my shit. Don't redo my shit.
I think part of the
redid my
part
shit.
Part of the fanboy animosity to the remake is you know it'll never be the same again.
It's just
I would rather watch the steady decline of my favorite character.
It just reeked. It smelled of dirty trailer trash. And like both of them, one and two. And I am dirty trailer trash. It doesn't mean that I want to watch it in my fucking horror film. Like, that was just...
Halloween always kind of represented Americana, and Americana has changed over the years, and maybe to Rob, you know, he was capturing that modern Americana.
I don't know, you know, we know Tyler Mayne, we've drank beers with Tyler, he's not a bad dude, obviously he's a great guy.
I just don't care for the conceptualization of it as a Halloween film.
I will say Tyler Mayne was a scary fucking Michael Myers.
No, he was creepy.
He's got this big, he's just as creepy in person. Homeboy's like a walking refrigerator. He's a huge dude. But Halloween remake, Rob Zombie shit, 1 and 2. That's my number 1 and 2. Daniel, you don't have to put a number on the list, but that's my number 1 and 2. All right, folks, we're getting to the end of the program here tonight. It's been a fantastic show. Probably a little more wordy than what you're used to, but Daniel and I, we have a lot of shit to say about Halloween, and we enjoy talking about horror movies and stuff, so... you know, get your geek on, get your nerd on, get turned on to the Halloween fucking time of year, because it's the 30 Days of Samhain. here on Sam and Dan Nation, we're going to be rocking out with some fucking crazy Halloween shit for the rest of the month. If you haven't been to the website, check it out, www.samanddannation.com. Got a lot of cool shit on there. Stop smoking, order yourself a Halo e-cigarette, and buy a fake vagina. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. It's been a fantastic show. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. It's the Sam and Dan Nation. And to take us out tonight, we got something very special. It's a little remix from DJ Dan over there. Go on, say, take
whatever.
A look.
Take like, a I took that Geico commercial. Somebody's watching me beat and threw it onto the original.
It's a cool fucking mix, man. A little DJ Dan for you tonight. We're gonna close out with Somebody's Watching Me. We'll see you guys next week on the Sam and Dan Nation. Peace.
Watching me.